Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Mount Erie will perform in Albany this Saturday night as part of the Third Restoration Festival at St. Joe's. Mount Erie is the recording and performing name of studio-based musician Phil Alverum. From Anacortes, Washington, he previously produced music as the Microphones. He released two records this year. The first, Clear Moon, was released in May, and the second, Ocean Roar, came out just this past Tuesday. This is part of the title song from that album. Phil Alverum joins us now. Welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about how you began creating music when you first realized that was something you wanted to pursue.
Well, I was a teenager and I started playing in bands with my friends in the early 90s. I'm from Anacortes, Washington, so Nirvana was a big deal, I guess everywhere, but especially around here.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of made me and my friends realize that regular people could play music too, and so we did that. It was never really a career decision. It was more like a thing that was for fun, and it still is.
And where do the ideas for your songs, the stuff that inspires you to create music, where does that come from? Where do you find that?
That's tough to answer. I mean, it just kind of comes out. For the way it comes out, I could pinpoint those things, musical influences, or, oh, I want to make a song that sounds like this song crossed with this song, or these sounds, these instruments, blah, blah, blah. But the actual ideas for the point, the thing that I'm trying to say, I think is more ambiguous and poetic and abstract.
Your bio on your website identifies your music as studio-based music. What does that mean?
I started off writing songs. Not writing songs, really, creating these things by recording them. And I loved recording when I first discovered recording myself and the possibilities that those tools opened up for making a thing, how it kind of freed a song from its own structures. And it could just be some sounds next to each other that made a new thing. So I'm still pretty into that. And sometimes the things I make in the studio they seem more like songs, and sometimes not. Sometimes they're just raw sound. But it's studio-based.
When you said you loved recording as soon as you discovered it, how did you discover recording yourself?
Kind of just by accident. A friend had inherited some recording stuff, some equipment, when I was still in high school, and I had a great friend, and my boss at the record store where I worked encouraged us to set up a studio in the back room of the record store, and we could use it after hours. So, yeah, it just kind of happened to me.
And how does the studio-based music that you create, how does it translate to a live show? What do you do when you tour?
Well, it's always different. But for this particular tour, I have a band assembled. I don't have a regular band lineup, and I hope that I never do, because
mm-hmm.
I like to keep it constantly changing. But yeah, for this tour, we have five-person band, and we've been practicing and playing the songs. They still feel alive, you know. I guess the reason I say I don't want to become a regular band is I've seen other bands do that, to recreate these things that are spontaneous and vibrant in the studio, and then they just practice too much and it feels dead, and they just reenact this corpse every night. And I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope I'm not doing it.
How did you find the musicians that are going to play with you for this tour?
I live in a pretty small town, so there's not very many to choose from.
Okay.
So they're just my friends here. that also play music and are available.
Mount Erie is a mountain near where you live in Washington. How is that mountain and that place important to you? Why was it so meaningful to you that you named your project after it?
Well, it's the most iconic thing around here, and I wanted to kind of tie my work to this particular place because I guess a lot of the songs are about place, like non-human things,
uh-huh.
place, and you know, I guess the experience of being a person in a place. And so, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of a long answer, but lots of reasons. There's this Chinese poet that I really liked who named himself Cold Mountain after the name of his mountain, just for the similar reason, you know, from the year 800. So really old poems, but inspired by that. And also those words, Mount Erie, together seemed potent to me, and I wasn't quite sure what they meant, so I wanted to explore that with this work.
In 2004, you started PW Elverum & Son Ltd. Tell us what you've done with that. It's a sort of new paradigm for releasing your music.
Yeah. Before that, I had worked with a label from Olympia called K, and I just wanted, it started as an experiment. I wanted to see if I was capable of doing all the work that went into releasing my own record. I thought I would maybe just do it once, but I ended up really liking it, and also conceptually really liked the idea of building a thing from scratch and, you know, being involved in all the details. I think it's a good foundation to build my life's work on. So, yeah, it's kind of grown into, it's still just my own stuff. I don't really want to become a real record label, but I enjoy it. I enjoy having like a kind of a fictional family store, general store front idea.
And you don't then lose control of any of your art?
No. Yeah, I'm responsible for all those decisions.
Clear Moon and Ocean Roar are two LPs you've released this year. What stories are you telling with these records?
Well, they're related to each other. They could have been one long album, but I decided to make them two sibling albums, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's difficult to summarize. I mean, the albums themselves are the explanation. But in general, the idea is what it feels like to live in this place here and go through life and searching for meaning, looking at things, looking at this place, and then kind of having these transcendental experiences, sleeping, remembering, dreaming, being confused and having moments of clarity. I guess it's all pretty ambiguous. It's more about a feeling.
Thank you very much for your time today, and have a great tour and a fun time at Restoration Festival.
Thank you.
Mount Erie will perform at RestFest this Saturday. To learn more, visit restfest.net. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.